Here's the trick to finding the ideal partner. What do I mean by this? Well, I have a lot of clients and students who are looking for a partner. And when they are looking for a partner, one of the things they struggle with is they feel like they can't quite identify the perfect partner. And then when we start doing the work and I start asking them the question of like, what does an ideal partner look like to you? They run through this list of all these wonderful qualities, right? They're kind of like the perfect human being. If you were God and you could shape the perfect human, it would sound something like that. And then what I usually hit them with, which is unexpected for them, is what would be all the downsides and all the issues that come with having that perfect individual? For example, guys typically give me some kind of an answer that relates to not solely this, but includes them being a 10 out of 10 in terms of the way they appear, like the physical appearance. Like, great, that's fair. I can see why you would want that. But have you considered the downsides of being with a 10 out of 10? And they're like, there are no downsides. I'm like, nope, that can't possibly be true. Stop and think about it. If you are with a 10 out of 10, now this goes with both sides of the equation, right? So for women who want a 10 out of 10 in terms of a guy being a physical 10 out of 10, there are downsides that come with that. For example, women understand this. Some guys get this. Most women understand that it takes a lot of effort to maintain a physical appearance. There's training, there's eating a certain way, there's all the beauty protocols and routines that you've got in the morning and in the afternoon, or the evening rather. The different products, right? It's expensive to stay looking decent, right? There's also the treatments. There's the waxing, there's the eyebrows, there's the makeup, there's the facials, there's skin treatments and all kinds of stuff. All of that's quite expensive and time consuming, right? Now that's some of the downside. The other part of the downside is if you're a male and you're with a woman who's a 10 out of 10, chances are she's going to get a lot of attention. If you're feeling particularly insecure or you've had a fight that day and she's getting a bunch of attention, how do you think you're going to feel in those moments? Probably not so great. On the flip side, women who want a 10 out of 10, same thing. He probably spends a lot of time at the gym. He probably spends a lot of time focusing on what he does and doesn't want to eat and tracking macros and finding all different ways to bulk up or be particularly fit in certain ways, and then also getting a lot of attention from other women, which if you're feeling insecure at a particular time where you've had a fight with your partner and he's getting a bunch of attention, you might not be feeling so great about that, right? So there are downsides that come with what you want. I've recently got a message from a client who was telling me about a new partner that she's with, and that particular partner is quite successful in business and does really well. And when she told me that she wanted a partner that was quite successful, was financially locked down and had all that shit sorted, I explained to her the downside of somebody like that being that they consume a lot of their time. They stay back. They're dedicated to their business more than they are their relationship. And that there are downsides with that, because if you're wanting to get some of their attention or feel important and they're dedicated to their work, they're not going to feel so great about that. Especially, again, if you're feeling particularly vulnerable or a wave of insecurity at one point and they don't have the capacity to be there with you, you're not going to feel so great about how successful they are because they don't have the capacity to deal with the challenges in a relationship. So think about the downsides of what you're seeking, because the reality is all the fantasies that you're carrying about who you think you want, it has another side to it. And as long as you keep in mind what that other side is, you are more likely to be having a realistic picture of the partner you want. Maybe someone that's well-rounded, someone who does care about their appearance, but also cares about business and finance and social connections and their relationships too. Stop buying into this fantasy of what you think you want and be real with yourself. What do you actually want and what are the downsides of what those things are? Because you'll probably find the person that you would genuinely love to be with, they're closer than you might think. But because you've got a fantasy about the way you think it's supposed to look, you're overlooking all the opportunities around you there are for you to connect with somebody and potentially develop a relationship. I know this is unconventional thinking. I know I've probably even insulted a couple of people, but I've seen this time and time again. So something for you to think about, something to chew on, and I hope it helps you.